of Sacramento. 3-on-1. Bagley the step. Bagley with the dunk. And you can put it in the book and send it to the left.
There it is. Buddy Hield alone at the top of the Kings record book.
Oh, I like to see Fox Force 5 in the open court.
Fox into the lane. Oh, if you don't like that, you don't like Kings basketball.
Welcome back to another episode of the Kings Pulse Podcast. My name is Brendan Nunes. Got Rich Ivanowski on here as we usually do. It's quite a time to ask this question, but how are you doing, Rich?
It is quite a time. I'm healthy right now, and I am grateful for that. How are you doing, man?
I am same as you. I mean, happy to be healthy. I'm not excited to have a flight later tonight to go visit family. And yeah, that's just a interesting situation to go to an airport in the midst of all this. But yeah, obviously we're talking about this whole coronavirus thing going on and the NBA suspending its season. I mean, it's the right call to do with everything coming out of Rudy Gobert having coronavirus, and then later it coming out Donovan Mitchell has it, and the amount of contact that these players have with each other. But it's definitely an unprecedented stage that we're going through right now.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely glad that the NBA halted play. You know, sad as a fan to like to watch basketball, but again, like the right call. So of course health has to come first. And I thought that it happened pretty quick. I don't know. You were there. I saw this coming a little bit and I stayed far away. But what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it wasn't hard to see it coming, and I showed up right before the game started because I wasn't trying to hang out there or anything, even though obviously I'm still in close proximity with these ridiculous amount of other people. It was just like, I don't know. I couldn't get, you know, the huge game that was going on, and I don't know. Maybe I didn't have my priorities straight, but it was very, I mean, when it gets canceled and I sat down and literally 2 seconds later, I mean, first thing I sit down and the guy next to me is like, "Have you washed your hands yet?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely have. Have you done that?" I was like, "Dude, you're holding a beer right now. How many people have touched that beer before you have?" You know, like. But yeah, I sit down and pretty much instantly they announce that the game's been postponed. And you know, Sam Amick was the one to really report it for the most part, saying that there was a ref that not too long ago, only within a couple of days, had reffed a game that Rudy Gobert was involved with, and the Pelicans players. Did not want anything to do with it, understandably so. And it was just quite a scene leaving the stadium, you know, like all these people on their phones, and you're overhearing, you know, all these people talking about the NBA season being postponed. And like, it's just so crazy. Everybody talking about this virus and people they know that are somehow affected in some sort of way, or all this different news. Like, it's the closest thing I've ever experienced to being like apocalyptic in a way. And obviously it's not that extreme, but it's just ridiculous that the way that this is spreading, it's a crazy experience to say the least.
Yeah, it's really tough, I think, because we don't really know how fast it's spreading. Like, I think that's the thing that is worrisome about it. You know, they've been able to test NBA players pretty quickly because of the, you know, the money and the resources that are behind the NBA. But, you know, I don't think that there's been like that much testing. And I think that's kind of what, in the general public, that's kind of the concern, is that, you know, I can speak to the fact that Sac State was closed today for the rest of the semester. And for a while we were getting emails like, "Don't worry, no one's been confirmed to have the coronavirus." And but it's also like, yeah, I know students have tested positive for it, but like, I don't even know how many have been tested at all. So that's just the thing. It's like, you don't know how fast it's spreading. So you kind of have to just take preventative measures.
Right. Yeah. My school was the same way, that we were getting email updates all the time that there was someone that had some sort of contact with a person that was confirmed to have it, but they had been tested and were fine. So it was all proceeding status quo. And then, yeah, I get a text from my school's services today saying that school is canceled next week and then everything's transferred to being online. And I know multiple schools that have done that. A bunch of UCs in Southern California have gone to fully online. So it's definitely just quite the situation. And I don't really know what else there is to say on it. I mean, throughout this time, I'm planning on keeping the content coming through here, doing still pieces at Royal Pain, like, you know, pre-hiatus report cards and things like that. I think that it's weird because basketball's kind of, and sports in general, have always been there as an outlet for people. And that's what it originally was for me. And when I kind of had self-reflected on why I was doing this, I felt like I was providing people with that same outlet. And now that's kind of disappeared, at least in regards to games that are going to be played. But I think there's still plenty to talk about. So I'm going to keep the content flowing, both here, King's Pulse, and writing on Royal Pain. You know, we can talk about, you know, Bogey's off-season potential number, the possibility of Len Bazemore, things like that, ranking, how is De'Aaron Fox a top 10 point guard, different things like that. So we can get a little creative and definitely still keep things coming as a little bit of a distraction, because there's only so much we can really say about this.
I admire that. I think it's hard because, I mean, you know, the cap is probably going to be affected by this too. So,
right.
You know, it's one of the things, it's like, I mean, we can and should get into some stuff, but everything could be liable to change, like, depending on how this lasts, right? I mean, it could have a real effect on cap space. Like, maybe we can't sign Alex Len again because of the, you know, I don't know. I'm being a little bit flippant, but you know what I'm getting at here.
Yeah.
And then also there's like the whole aspect of, you know, are you confident that this season, these games will be replayed?
I have no clue. I really don't know. And if they go ahead, is it in front of an empty stadium? And then again, that's them losing a bunch of money. Like, the Warriors are the highest example, but the Warriors are making upwards of $3.5 million every single game. These teams are making a ridiculous amount of money from this, and that's going towards the cap. So I don't really know. And then you even got to think of, like, Bagley was potentially gone for the rest of this year. Now he's getting a break. He'll be back from injury more than likely whenever this is done, which is at least 30 days, but probably longer than that. So I don't really know. There's no hint of which way it's leaning towards. I mean, of course they're going to say they're going to try to keep it going, but yeah, I don't know. And then you have a shorter off season. There's a lot of trickle down from this.
Yeah, I don't really know where to go from here. It's crazy because, yeah, I mean, this was an important game, I guess. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't even know if we should get into it. But it's one of those things where it's like, well, they could just cancel the rest of the regular season. I think that's a real possibility. Yeah. And then it's like, well, this whole playoff race could just be done. I don't know. I don't know if, like, that's something, I don't even know if that's a realistic way to handle it. I think it's more realistic probably than, like, trying to find a different way to play the rest of the season. I mean, you could just postpone it and move everything back. I guess that would be the ideal situation. But then, like you said, it's going to have an effect, period. Guys are going to be healthier or less healthy. Like,
yeah.
What if guys are still sick in 30 days. It's just, we have no idea.
Right. And, like, there was a good piece on The Athletic today talking about how the whole draft process is going to be affected by this. You know, the guys that are overseas that they're not going to get to see any further. NCAA just put something out that men and women's tournament is canceled. There's no March Madness going on. The impact is ridiculous. And hey, at very least, you know, I got to see the only ESPN booth to be in Sacramento for who knows how long. I bet they'd never come back.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
Yeah. But I don't know what else there is to say about this. Point of this one was just to kind of let everybody know, acknowledge the situation going on, and let everybody know that we plan to keep on pumping out content and keep it going at somewhat of a regular basis. And yeah, be looking for things to talk about and try to keep everybody a little bit entertained for the sake of myself and anyone that's still looking to distract themselves and get a little bit of potential basketball content with no games going on any longer.
Yeah, I think we can cook some stuff up. And yeah, everyone out there who is listening, please wash your hands. Please avoid going into public unnecessarily, you know, big gatherings, that sort of thing. Definitely, my hands have been like, the backs of my hands are like raw and red because I've been like irritating them with too much soap and washing. So
yeah,
not the worst thing in the world. Use hand sanitizer. What other tips you got here?
Don't go around touching a bunch of metal. Definitely. It's sticking on metal. Yeah. I mean, the main thing is definitely washing your hands and staying away.
Fist bumps only, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Fist bumps and elbows. But yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that you can do is definitely wash your hands and limit contact as much as possible. But I think that's all I got here, man. Worst case, we'll just have Tim on and we'll just talk about these terrible food takes.
Yeah, I think he's starting to watch The Bachelor now, which
oh, no.
I'm into that. We should watch The Bachelor and just recap episode by episode. Just switch to that, I guess.
Well, you see, this is because I don't have a wife like the both of you guys. This is why I'm not watching The Bachelor.
Yeah, that's big facts.
Yeah, we'll have like some bathing live stream or something going on. We'll figure it out. So, but yeah, that is going to do it for this episode of the King's Pulse podcast. And no matter, you will hear from us again in the next couple of days.